To my name, Zillow.
Yeah.
We don't care away.
Well, I don't know if this is really, it's a lot of hearing.
Okay.
We're glad you started with animal control. Anything you would like to start off with, Ms. Markley?
Sue, I just want to make a comment about moving into your expenses. Your salaries are going with wacky.
Okay.
First of all, we only budgeted 94% this year, so if we do an increase from budget to budget,
okay,
it looks wacky. Plus, there's an extra pay grade next year.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So, the numbers that are in here are 2.5 plus 520 per person.
Okay.
Per,
gotcha.
So, FYI.
Okay.
That's not necessarily what the board will approve, but that's what we put in for discussion.
Okay.
Sue, do you have anything before we start?
No.
Okay. We kind of did this like we've done in the past. Go down with revenues first. Anybody have any comments or questions on the revenue side? This would be the time.
FYI, just so you're aware of how much it is, the Friends of Animal Fund has $419,000 at the end of December.
Is that 19?
Or a little over 19.
Okay. I can figure out how to spend that.
She's got a way to spend a good chunk of it. She just went on us.
I know.
Yep. Did you guys ever get anything back from the last people that were there that did the inspection?
No.
And I haven't either. Huh. That's odd. Okay. Because they said everything looked good to go. So I was just.
It's time to get to the end of that conversation.
Yeah. So we're good with expenditures. We'll move to, revenue. We'll move to expenditures.
Okay.
I believe we ought to budget 94% again this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll end up saying that in every one of our, everything. I like the way it worked this year. I know it was a little extra work, Lisa, for you and yours, but I think it accomplishes what we hoped to accomplish. So that would take the 208 down.
So, in Sue's case, Sue requested $2,000 in overtime this year. That usually we don't talk salaries very much, but I do like to point out the things that we probably.
Yeah, I want to talk about that $2,000.
Okay, so
because we never spend any money in overtime. I see you've got $150 in for this year, and you've spent zero of it. I'm having a hard time getting.
Well, and I knew that'd be, yeah, I knew that'd be a question. what we're running into is, it's especially bad during the holidays, but is there's times when, like, say, Brenda has to go on a call at night, and so I always try to have everybody make up the time as soon as I can so it's in that same time period. And it's been really hard for us to stretch it. Nobody puts on there that they want the overtime money. Everybody puts on there that they want
comp time.
I do have people that would rather have the overtime money. Comp time to them is they would rather have the overtime money. And so I've had them ask me about it. And what we're running into is like the holiday weekend, for example. You know, we had somebody that had to cover all of Christmas and that weekend, and then we had to give them time off that week of Christmas, so we were really shorthanded because we already had another person on vacation. And then when they came into Sunday, then they had to go. We had to already start the next week by letting somebody go, and then we had to let somebody go again because of the following New Year's weekend. And so it gets very, very hard to stretch that time, especially when you've got vacation. And then I've had, like I said, I've had a couple people come to me and say when it comes time to re-sign that sheet that we sign every year about comp time or overtime, that, you know, they're planning on choosing overtime. With that in mind, I'm still going to try to schedule things as well as I can and keep it so that we don't have to use it. But if they do start doing that, there is times that they're going to get comp time. I mean, this time we were so short sometimes, you know. And then the other thing is somebody has to work every holiday. And so if you have a holiday on a Monday, then you've got somebody that you have to give time to from Sunday off and somebody from Monday off. And then you got somebody that's working the weekend, so you got to give somebody else off during the week. And it just gets to where sometimes we don't have the manpower.
And I'm in completely. I appreciate your solid management of it. I would ask and expect that you'll continue solid management of it. What my question is, can we just split the difference there and go with 1,000 this first year and try to make it work?
Yep. And if it runs over, I mean, well, you know, that's what I always worry about. I always try not to go over in things like that. You know, I mean, some stuff is beyond our control, obviously, but I do try to control how much time everybody's doing.
I just feel like if we put $1,000 in there, it says to you, continue to manage it.
Right.
Continue to try to make it work.
Right.
Don't worry about it when you get that Christmas to New Year's kind of deal. Or a couple, you know, occasionally we'll have something going there. And it's occasionally I think $1,000 is going to be enough. And if it's not, then we can sure have that conversation.
Okay, I'm good with that.
Lisa, I assume everything else is based on the numbers you're getting back as we look at what I consider the above-the-line items.
Right.
And the extra payment.
Yes.
Okay.
I think most of these line items have stayed the same. However, when you get to the utilities line item, since we have acquired the east part of the building, so I have included that in there.
That's the bottom one, right?
That is...
How much have we noticed our utility payment going up months and you require?
Well, in the summer, I just kept it on, not stifling in there, but just enough to maintain. So the air conditioner didn't run that much. But, you know, winter now, I suppose our bill over there will probably be like $100 to $300. It's hard to say because we haven't got really into winter before. I mean, November was pretty mild, and October was pretty mild, and but I'm anticipating until we decide what we're going to do with the building, we have been using that room for some storage, but we've also been using it for some dog training classes.
Okay.
So, you know, it's no fun to go in there dressed like a polar bear when you're trying to work with dogs. And you know, if you want to cut it back $1,000, I'm fine, but it's for the whole year, and that's what kind of gives me cause to think that.
I figured it was because we were paying for the whole building.
It is.
Yeah. It makes sense to me to go from $8,000 to $10,000 paying for the whole building.
Let's see. I don't think I had any other changes.
No, the conversation we've got to have is office rent. Because if we're going to make a decision to do something yet this year with that building or something else, and I'm having trouble coming to what the something else would be, then we're not going to be paying rent. I mean, clearly it's going to change a lot of things because we're going to go take some of the $400,000 and sit there and bring the animals. We're going to have to budget some additional dollars in to go ahead and get the thing and go, but we're going to be able to remove the $31,200.
Exactly.
And so that's the conversation that I think we got to have in terms of how we build this budget.
And I didn't know, that's something that I did not know how to do because I wasn't sure when we were going to get to that point. I mean, if I knew that we had it settled and we were going to do it and it was March 1st, then you could plan, you know.
And you're 100% right, and that's why I would suggest that for now, through publication, we leave the 31-2 in, knowing that if we do something with the building, we're going to do it again in this fiscal year, right? We're going to do it before July 1st. So it's not going to impact this budget, and then we can come back, and when we approve the budget on March 15th, we can just pull the 31-2 back out since we have it in there. That's what I was thinking about doing. I just wanted to get everybody's opinion.
Well, and I will tell you, we had the fire marshal, the fire chief from Nevada, come in and do the fire thing.
Right.
And then we had the lady from loss and prevention from the insurance company come in and go over everything. And then we had this last gentleman with a helper that came in. He's from out of state, like Boise, Idaho or something. And he came in for the insurance company and looked at everything. All three of the people that we have had in there have been very positive about the condition of the building. They've been very positive. You know, the fire marshal, really what it boils down to for the first two people that came in is getting the proper lighting up for fire exits and getting, you know, the fire extinguishers established.
You had to turn one door. Right.
And turn a door, and stuff like that. But as far as the condition of the building and it being an animal shelter, I got nothing but positive comments about that.
Sure.
So
Well, where I am right now, and the three of us haven't had the full conversation since we came over for the meeting with you, is I think that of all the options that we have out there, this one is the most palatable. This one is the simplest, and many times the simplest answer is the best one. I think, Sue, the place I differ with you is I would want, if we were going to go ahead and purchase the building yet in this fiscal year, that I'd want to basically do as little as possible for FY17. I would want to cut a door between the area you have now and the area you're going to, if we need to build a wall or two for office space or something like that. But I would not be in favor that first year of going in and making wholesale changes to things, because I feel like we need a year to figure it out, and it would let us go through the whole process and budgeting for FY18 to really dig in and see what that building is going to become. We would have the building. It clearly is usable. We would make it a little more usable, and go from there. But I would not view it as having major impact on this budget, because I wouldn't want us to do the wholesale. You know, we're talking about some pretty major changes.
Right.
I wouldn't want to do those.
My understanding, and I guess what I have said all along, is from that estate we got like $313,000 or whatever it was, and that my intention was that, you know, whatever the purchase price was of the, if we bought the shelter, we would pay half of the purchase price, plus we would pay for all the remodeling out of that, because I think that goes along with the building, you know, so we would take care of everything that we were going to do, buy the cages, add the, you know, you had suggested adding an addition on to the end for the livestock. You know, we've kind of mapped that out. That's the best idea there is. Get rid of another building that's not sitting close, you know, just, you didn't like the hoop house, I agree with you, I did some research on it, but just add that addition on the west side for livestock that we can get to from the shelter, and our Friends of the Animal account, my intention was to pay for all that with that.
Absolutely, and I agree with that. I think there's probably, all said and done, going to be a little more to do than the capacity of the Friends of the Animal account can handle. But even though it is Friends of Animal account, it still rests with this board to make the decision on what we're doing. And what I'm suggesting to you is, I have come, and you know this, Sue, I didn't start here, but I've come now full circle to the, yeah, probably our best bet is to go ahead and get that building. Probably our best bet is to start to utilize all the space in that building, so make access easier from one side to the other, things like that. But then I'm not entirely convinced that our best course of action is just to add on to the end or do anything major. I want to really see what the flow is going to be like, what it's going to look like, and think it through some more before we commit to that. So I don't view them as going together. I view purchasing the building
right.
as one step, and then I view anything we might do to the building as another step that would occur in conversation between now and next year's budget talks and plug it into the next year's budget.
Well, and I will tell you, and this does not by no means mean that we went above anybody's head, but we have sat down as a group out there, because I think the best people to decide how the, not, I'm not taking you guys out, please don't take it that way, but the best people to decide the best way to have the shelter work is the people that work there, because they understand when they're in an inconvenience or stuff's not where it should be, or there's a better spot for sick animals, or, you know, they get all that. And we have actually drawn up several scenarios. And we all kind of agreed on one that we liked, which would be putting our adoption room into the new part of the building that we are just now renting, mm-hmm. you know, and then getting that away from the dogs and kind of having separating the two. And we think that'd be much better. And it would, you know, right now our cats are finally flying out of the building, which is really good. So just kind of, we have a plan, and I'm not saying that anything that you guys would suggest is, it's just that we have, the people out there have really thought hard and long about this, because when the finished product is done, we know that this is something that's going to have to be good for a long time. And so when I go away and whoever goes away, we want it to be good for the next people that are coming up, you know, and have a building that they can utilize the way that it needs
as
to be.
As you wish, more about timing and phasing of the complete project of all the things you have on the table is what I think I've heard. I've never heard him say that he's anti of considering those, but if the major purchase of the building and getting that up going and getting the access flow and all of those types of things, if we did a few of those things in chunks, rather than trying to do everything all at once, is basically what I'm hearing them basically say. I'm not as familiar with the whole structural part of that, but I think the quality of your conversation and so forth and with your group, it comes back to, again, if you were looking at that, if you had 1, 2, 3, 4, okay, if we had the building, what's the number one, number two item we want to try to have? Mm-hmm. That was immediately when we go in with this next fiscal year.
Right.
That's coming up. And then all the other things that could happen.
Right.
In the next fiscal year is what I think is.
And I think it's completely appropriate for you and your staff to be thinking through what those options look like. But at the end of the day, it's this board that makes
and
the decision.
And I totally understand that and respect that. I get that. I just want you to know that we have been thinking about it.
Sure.
You know, there's things we notice. And I will tell you, one of the reasons that, you know, I am concerned a little bit about the barn part of it on the west side is because Brenda, who has been there for 20 years, is in transition. I mean, they bought a house in Mountain Home, Arkansas, and they've already taken two loads down, and she's going to be done in June. And she's got our three horses and goats out there. So right there, that tells me that, you know, that's something that we need to look at, because what we have now is no more than a shanty. I mean, it was...
We won't accommodate that, right.
So, you know, I mean, I'm just worried about that kind of stuff. So that's...
And I understand that, and I think it's perfectly reasonable, but I don't want to make an immediate decision
No. That's
not as good as if we really think it through. So we go from I mean, you take a look at the last 10 years, you go from being in an awful situation to being in a really good situation to now being, if we're going to purchase this building, being in a spectacular situation. And what can happen pretty easily, I mean, you know, okay, it was a terrible space that you went from to come into this one. You went into a lot more space, and sure enough, as we all do, we filled it all up, right? You got blankets on top of blankets, and we filled it all up. And I want to be really, really careful about making that immediate decision, because we need to right this second, that doesn't really serve the long haul. I think it's important that we really dig in and look through that. And I think it does start with you and your staff, where those go, but we have a different role than that.
Sure, and I understand that.
And,
right.
And that's what I'm saying is I don't view it as it's a we do everything at once.
No. Okay.
So that was one I want to talk about in terms of how it impacts this budget. I don't think it does. I think ultimately we could end up pulling that $31,000 back out if we're not going to need it when we get to March 15th.
Okay.
As always, Sue, you do a great job. You are so budget conscientious. I hope that the people of Story County not only appreciate that we have a wonderful shelter that does a wonderful job with the animals, but we've got somebody running the shelter who thinks about public dollars and everything they do, and you just need to know it's appreciated.
Well, that's what we're here.
Sue would know this better than any of us, but Lisa and I were kind of surprised when we checked some other counties to see what they were doing. I don't know if there's many other counties in Iowa that are doing.
No, and you know the sad part of it is, excuse me, is the Animal Rescue League is starting to branch out and to try to help some of these other counties. I've talked to Dallas County before because they would like to get an animal control program started. I know at one time there was talk about Hardin and Hamilton going together and doing something. The problem is even though Ames takes care of the city of Ames, we are still getting the animals. I mean, Ames turns away so many people. They turn away people with ownership releases. They turn away people that have animals they can't keep anymore. And, you know, they're in the city of Ames, and if we have room for a fee, we will take them, because we know what happens if we don't. They just take them out to the country, and they just dump them, and we end up with them anyway. So, you know, we've given a lot of thought about that, and I guess if the ARL is going to step up and do some of this. These small rescues just can't help. They don't have the backing to do it. They do what they can. But, I mean, for us, we'll just keep on doing what we're doing. And
well, it works here, and I think any change from what we've been doing wouldn't be well.
Oh my gosh.
At all.
You know, several years ago when Farm Bureau came through and went all through our files and, you know, and all that stuff that went on, and they were trying to, I think they were trying to get the money out of the rural fund and put into the general fund and all this kind of stuff. And we had people telling us that, you know, they were ready to come to board meetings. They don't want to see animals shot like they are in other counties, especially with the vet colleagues so close. They feel like Story County is more progressive than that, which I totally agree.
Didn't we have two or three public hearings in which you had more people showing up talking about what a great job you guys do than any other part?
Yeah,
of the,
they were lining up to talk.
Yeah,
and the great part of it is we didn't even ask them to come. I think one person asked if they could come. Everybody else just came on their own, which was like, wow. So, but anyway, that's all I have. Everything didn't change much, I guess. So.
And that was one of Lisa's finest moments. So she had to speak on behalf of the county and how we budget and how we budget. And, you know, those funds versus rural versus general, it was very masterful.
Yep. Well, I tell you what, this county is very lucky to have that lady. So.
Are we going to tell her that?
Well,
just
she's my friend, but that's no kidding. We're lucky, I guess. I think we have a really good crew here at Story County. I really do. So, anyway, I guess I'm done, unless you guys have something else.
Nope. Do you use that trailer yet?
Nope. Haven't had any livestock calls. We bought one now, so I won't have any.
Money well spent then.
Yeah. Exactly. Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you.
I'm not all Sue's yet.